Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Right, the shortest of episodes for today. Just to say, it will be a pleasure to see Michael Carrick celebrate an incredible career at Manchester United with his testimonial on Sunday. This isn't one of those pre-season friendly testimonials like Wayne Rooney and Rio Ferdinand unfortunately got. This is a really fantastic day. There should be 68,000 or so fans at Old Trafford to watch a Man United 2011, the Champions League, Premier League winning side against Carrick's All-Star 11. We'll be seeing Edwin van der Sar, Gary Neville, Vidic, Rio, Evra, Carrick, Fletcher, Scholes, Rooney, Sahar, Berbatov, Ji-Sung Park, Mikhail Silvestre, Anderson, somewhat unsurprisingly, is pulled out with injury, but will still be there, as are Steven Gerrard for the All-Star side, but Terry, Lampard, Gaizka Mendieta will all still be in action. Idagar Johnson, Shay Given, Eric Abidal, Phil Neville, Jamie Carragher, Clarence Seedorf, Damien Duff, Robbie Keane, Michael Owen. It's a brilliant two teams, particularly the United one, of course. Just a word on Carrick. This is the 17th most capped player in Manchester United's history. Next season, he'll almost certainly surpass Brian Robson, Captain Marvel himself, as well as Mark Hughes and maybe George Best and Brian McClair. And if he stays for another one after that, maybe Roy Keane. He's a legend of the club with 5 league titles, a Champions League, a Europa League, a Club World Cup, 2 League Cups and an FA Cup, as well as 6 Community Shields. He's played under 4 managers and every single one of them has loved him because he's a model professional. And that's what Gary Neville said ahead of this testimony, as did Johnny Evans, who's now at West Brom. And we've mentioned on this podcast before that Wayne Rooney often acted as a water carrier for Cristiano Ronaldo and perhaps sacrificed some of his quality to allow Ronaldo to flourish in that 2008 side. But Carrick, he was the water carrier, the quiet man, but arguably one of the most important who did the work for Ronaldo, Rooney, Tevez, later Berbatov, later Van Persie, Ibrahimovic, Pogba, Mata, for Nani, for Solskjaer, for Saha, for Alan Smith.
When I get the ball, I like try and just like give it to the players. I lead off. Like, I don't know, I'm just going to try and score goals myself. Try to give it to the players to give them a chance as well.
He is one of the most underrated players of his generation, one of England's best, and never appreciated for his country, much like Paul Scholes. And if you don't watch United every week, sure, how can you realise how good of a player Michael Carrick is? But if you watch United, it'd be criminal not to. This is also not just a fantastic player, but a genuine man as well. A quiet figure off the pitch. But in probably the last 12 to 18 months, he started to do a few more interviews. Not the sort of short interviews, but he comes out after every game. I remember, I think it was when we played Wolfsburg and got knocked out of the Champions League group stage under Van Gaal in his second season. It was Carrick who came out after the game. After all those big defeats, those really gutting defeats, it was Carrick who fronted up the media. And then in a more relaxed setting, he's done interviews with Graham Hunter on The Big Interview, with Colin Murray on At Home with Colin Murray. And he just is a genuine, normal man. And I remember going to Anfield away and we were sat a few rows behind Phil Jones and Marcus Rojo, who were injured, perhaps unsurprisingly for Jones. And in the other corner of the away end was Michael Carrick, just sitting there having a chat with fans. And it's great to see players do that. And I really respected Jones and Rojo for doing it. Ashley Young's done it as well. And I really respect Michael Carrick for doing that. And he's one of those players where he doesn't need someone to control his Twitter account, because after the game, he's just sensible. And his relationship with young players as well. And I know he was giving Angel Gomez advice, a 16-year-old who replaced Wayne Rooney to become one of United's youngest ever players, the youngest ever in the Premier League, fifth youngest of all time. He was giving Angel Gomez advice before he made his debut. I know he's been helping all the other young players, including Rashford. And that's why when his new contract got announced, which I'm pleased about, because I'll have a role with the young players again, you saw all the young players, particularly Angel Gomez, they were celebrating it. They all just did little notes with little clapping hand emojis or little heart emojis, because they have a really good relationship with this player who's double their age, but is a fantastic role model for them because he's such a professional. We've got Sir Alex Ferguson managing the United team, Harry Redknapp managing the All-Star team, with Louis van Gaal maybe in attendance, according to ESPN. Other outlets suggest he's been invited and wanted to come because he likes Carrick and Carrick likes him, but he already had other commitment. If he does turn up, I'm sure he'll actually get a good reception. FA Cup winning manager, which not many of those exist at most clubs, quite a few at United, but still, I think he'll get a respected reception. Right, now listen to this clip that Michael Carrick Foundation, where the proceeds from this game will be going to. This is what the foundation tweeted, and it's a 13-year-old Carrick speaking to a news channel.
Michael Carrick is a 13-year-old boy who's already been tipped as one of this country's future footballing stars.
I first started playing football when I was 4.5 in the boys' club, and I was just a 5-a-side. But I started playing 11-a-side when I was 9. Me mum cleans me boots for us and my dad cleans them. Because when I come in, I just dump them beside the sink. She says you should clean your boots. She says, well, I was going home, but like, you've got there first.
Right, that's always a good laugh. A proper Geordie accent there from Michael Carrick. And if you don't know where Carrick was before Man United, he moved to West Ham, didn't play for Newcastle, moved to West Ham. And the first time he played at St James's was in a West Ham shirt. He moved to Spurs after that. And that's why he knows Frank Lampard from his West Ham days. Frank Lampard was sort of a couple of years above him. And we bought him from Spurs for, I think it was 30 million back in 2006, which is now a bargain. 3 million a year for one of the most consistent and finest midfielders in the country. And I guess in England, so many people from other teams underrate Michael Carrick. And as I say, that's because perhaps if you don't watch United every week, you can't see his impact on the other players. But the foreign players and the managers in the Premier League and his teammates certainly do appreciate him. Xabi Alonso said, "In English football, sometimes it seems hard for people to rate those who, instead of shining themselves, make the team work as a collective. For example, Michael Carrick, who makes those around him play." And I think that sort of sums up the key point about Michael Carrick. He is the man. He's responsible for the team ticking. Without Carrick, things just won't work as smoothly, because he always offers that option. And sure, sometimes criticism of him, and this is actually an unfair one, but if you're going to have to give a reason for this, sometimes there's a criticism of Carrick that he does sideways passes. Now, a sideways pass, if Carrick comes into midfield, this is also what Paul Pogba does now. Carrick comes into midfield, he's always the option. And maybe he passes it straight back, but someone passes him the ball, the defender gets dragged into Carrick, he's composed enough to carry it for 1 or 2 seconds, he passes it back, suddenly that player's in space. It's a very simple thing. It's just one that Carrick does incredibly well, because his vision, his awareness of the space, and then the ability to pull off the pass from ridiculous angles is so brilliant. Arsene Wenger said Carrick could play for Barcelona. Paul Scholes described him as a Rolls Royce. Barcelona legend Xavi called him the complete player. I think the best quote, though, this is on both Carrick and Scholes, comes from Gary Neville. He said, "Scholes and Carrick together was peaceful. It was like going into a bar and hearing a piano player. It's relaxing." Which, yeah, that sums up the pair well together. And they both complemented each other so well. And it's no wonder that Scholes was so effective once he moved back into a deeper role in midfield. And that was helped by Michael Carrick. Right, thank you for listening to this tiny little extra episode of the Manchester United Weekly Podcast. If you're going to Old Trafford on Sunday, I'll be there too. So send us a photo or something on @UTDWeeklyPod on Twitter. That's POD at the end there. Or you can tweet me at HarryRobinson64. Enjoy the game. Should be a fantastic day at Old Trafford. And if you're not going, it's live on ITV and MUTV, I believe. It'll be brilliant to see that old 2008 team. A bit sad, because of just how good they were. But it will be fantastic to see the players, the characters, the talent, and it'll be interesting to see Gary Neville puff his way down that right back position. Right, we'll leave you with a man who can make even the glummest of moments the happiest. I mean, he's also one of United's best ever fullbacks. He'll be in action on Sunday. He's excited about it, and his name is Patrice Evra.
So respect this shirt. You know what I mean? I'm so excited, guys. You know why? You know why? OT, baby, OT. I'm coming home, Fergie. I'm coming home, Fergie. OT, baby, OT. Woo! Water, they don't love you like I love you. Slow down, they don't love you like I love you. Back up, they don't love you like I love you. Step down, they don't love you like I love you. Can't you see no other team above you? What do you have to do when the player like me loves you? Water, they don't love you like I love you. Hold on, they don't love you like I love you. Something don't feel right, I'm feeling too high. I'm coming to carry testimonial. Oh my God, sorry Beyonce, I kill it. This is the new version. Guys, come to Michael Carrick testimonial. We're going to make some noise. I will be there, we're going to go crazy. This is for all your United fans. I love this game.
Sports Social Podcast Network.